Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm Benny B, your host. Hope you enjoyed last week's show with Camry Caruso and Nancy Matters. I think we're going to try to get on Josh Hart this next week and then Justin Ashley as they battle for the Top Fuel title. Speaking of which, NHRA was in action. They were out at the Z-Max Dragway in Concord, North Carolina, which is actually part of Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's across the street. I've been there. I've seen it. Kind of like Bristol with Thunder Valley. You got the Bristol track. I mean, you have Bristol Motor Speedway, and next to it you got the drag strip. You know, Bruton Smith was a pretty smart guy, getting all these tracks for various types of motorsports, you know. Of course, you know, he's got a few others. All of his ovals are cookie cutter. I mean, all mile and a half, kind of shaped the same, banked the same. It's one of those things. What they did do with the Charlotte and Vegas was four wides. Right kind of back-to-back. Which is, if they're going to English Town, which is a long gone now, I want to get to a four wide after experiencing a double wide, a two laner. But one of these days, still getting to sort things out. But neither here nor there. Let's see who. Who won in all top four divisions. That is Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock, and Pro Stock Bike. Had to cut it a little short last week with all the results and the lineups. When you get two guests on, kind of what happens. Alrighty, the finals come down to Mike Salinas and Doug Kalita. If I'm not mistaken, I think Doug Kalita won last time, too. I'm not going to go back to that. Pardon the background noise. I have a cat that's winding up. Salinas qualified number one. Went up against Mike Boucher, B-U-C-H-E-R. 093 with the reaction for Mike. 118. But the ETs weren't close. Salinas had a 0.2-second advantage down the track, 368 to Buescher's 389. Round two, unopposed. Oh, he just cruised, 086 and then a 10.7. I mean, why tear up the car when you're not racing anybody in particular? And then in the semis, up against Austin Prock, an 089 to Prock's 040, but the 389 off ET is a lot faster than the 418 by Austin Prock. I mean, Prock took care of Josh Hart in round one and then up against his teammate Brittany Force in round two. Let's get to the semis. Let's try the other one. So Salinas makes it to the finals, and then we're going to Doug Kalita, who qualified third. Well, up against Steve Torrance in round one. That's no slouch there. And this was close. I mean, real close. 074 for Kalita, 068 for Torrance. Here's the flip. 372 with a 5. And Kalita was a 371 with an 8. So Kalita barely got across the line. Let's do some math here. 371 with an 8, and you add the 074 to it, you have 379 with a 2. And then if you add the 068 to Torrance, Oh, man, 3-7-9 with a 3. So we're looking at 1/1,000th of a second that Doug Kalita crossed the finish line before Steve Torrence. That's how tight that was. Then up against Sean Langdon in round two, 0.65. Kalita 0.61 for Langdon, but Kalita had the better ET with a 3.74 with a 1. Langdon had some traction issues with a 4.90 with a 7. And then up in the semis against Leah Pruitt. She's coming a long way this year with her new team, new hubby. But she had a 1.31 off the tree with a 3.77 with an 8, which is a pretty good ET. But Kalita with an 0.70 off the tree and a 3.74 with a 5. Wasn't really that close. So, Leah, work on your, just looking at your reaction times. Your best one was up against Justin Ashley in round one. Ashley's looking for a title this year. We'll get to the points in a little bit. And then in the finals, Salinas Kalita, 0.65 for Salinas, 0.76 for Kalita. But where it counts in the ET, made the difference up with a 3.71 for Salinas. But Kalita with a 3.69 with a 6 takes the Wally. Low ET actually was Antron Brown with a 3.68. Josh Hart had the best reaction time. That'd be round one because he was out. But he had an 0.29 and then Antron with a 3.37 top speed. On to the car of the funnies. I swear. There we go. The battle comes down to Robert Height and Bob Tasca. Tasca. Both have been on the show before. Robert Height back in the day when he won his first championship on my old radio station, WNJC. Same with Tasca. One of the times I've had Bob on, they were running a contest for JDRF, which is Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And the person that won the contest designed the paint scheme, so they put that on the car. Pretty cool. I keep telling you this story, I know, but just the irony of it all, I just saw where the kid's mom, who used to work at an Arby's and I used to bowl with, well, her daughter just turned 20-something, 21 or 2 or 3 or somewhere in there. It's like, wow. It just shows you how time goes. Matter of fact, just how it is. Okay, your number one qualifier, Robert Height. Went unopposed in round one. Red lit. How do you red light when you're not running against nobody? A minus 009. But being you were the only one, the disqualification didn't matter. You moved on. Up against Paul Lee in round two. Robert with a 107, Lee with an 073, but Height quicker with a 396 with a 3. Lee with a 364 with a 3. Then up against Alex Laughlin, Height with a 109. Laughlin with a 079, but again, ET made the difference. Height with a 393. Laughlin with a 4.20. Sends Height to the finals up against Bob Tasca. Tasca round one against Alexis DeJoria. She's been on the show, too. the other one. 065, 387 with a 1. Alexis, 127 with a 669. Not a good day, Alexis. Then up again in round two against Terry Haddock, 086 for Tasker. 389 with an ET. Haddock with a minus 174, so you know what that means. Red light on, disqualified. 429 with a 9. Didn't make a difference. And up against Matt Hagan. Now, this was going to be a tight battle, and it was. Hagan with an 054. Tasker with an 066. Hagan with a 395 with a 3. And Tasker with a 393 with a 5. Talk about flipping the last two there. Give that one to Tasker by a hair. Do we do the math? Nah. It would be 400 with a 5. And Tasker would have had a 400 with a 1. But I mean, thousandths of a second. All right, in the finals, Robert Height. Bob Tasker. Tasker off the light first with an 050. Robert Height, 091. Tasker with a 393 with a 3. I was right. Height with a 393 with a 2. Where did he get him? Off the tree. Call that a hole shot, but not by much because he had a slower ET. But his reaction time was a .04 difference, an 041 to be exact, and that put a good distance going down the track. So give it to Tasker. Matt Hagan, low ET, 386 with a 8. John Force with an 049. Gets it in the reaction time. And top speed, 331.28, Matt Hagan. Let's go to the Pro Stockers. This is like round two of the countdown, so it means something here. Okay, your finals are Dallas Glenn versus Greg Anderson. Number one qualifier, Erica Enders. She made it all the way to the semis. Losing to Anderson on the ET. She had an 029 with a 659 with a 0, and he had an 043 with a 654 with a 3. If she would have had an 019, I think she would have got it. But she was just that 01 off on the react, 02 off on the reaction time. Cost her a trip to the finals. Okay, Anderson in round one against Jerry Tucker. 035 for Anderson, 020 for Tucker. But ET, 655 with a 9 for Anderson. 660 with a 4 for Tucker. We had Camry talk about one of the people she wants to beat is Greg Anderson. The cars are done by KB Racing, and so it's kind of like a teammate, but not a teammate. Kay Anderson up against Christian Quadra. 042 for Quadra, 043 for Anderson. 656 for Anderson, 965 for Quadra. I said up against Erica Enders, and we already went through that one. It was close. But Anderson takes the semis, and we'll go find Dallas Glenn, who's qualified 11th, up against Troy Coughlin. 012 for Glenn Coughlin, 051 off the light. That's a big reaction time gap. 656 with a 9 for Coughlin, 658 for Glenn. Give him the whole shot on the round two against Aaron Stanfield. 028 for Stanfield, 005 for Glenn. 766 ET to 659 for Glenn. No contest there. Okay, Glenn up against Derek Kramer. 032 for Glenn with a 661 with a 9 ET. Derek Kramer, red light, minus 115. He jumped the gun way early and coasted it down at a 1537. All right, here come the finals. Anderson finding his reaction game, 018. Glenn, 043. 655 with a 4 for Anderson, 659 for Glenn. So Greg Anderson gets a Wally. Glenn runner up. Low ET is Erica Enders with a 654. Dallas Glenn, 005. Yeah, that's almost perfect. Triple zeros on the reaction is perfect. Top speed, Erica Enders, 209.65. All right, let's check the bikies. Finals came down to Gage Herrera and Hector Arana Jr. A little swig of my coffee. Hector was another former guest. I think he's one of the only pro stock bike guys I've had on. Anyway, Herrera, the number one qualifier, up against Jerry Savoie, round one, an 030 and a 670 for Herrera. Minus 004 for Savoie. And a 695. So Savoie lost it all the way around. And then up against defending champ Matt Smith in round two. 048 for Smith, 045 for Herrera. But ET-wise, Herrera 674 with a 7. Smith with a 7888. And then the semis against Chase Van Sant, 029 for Herrera. Red light for Van Sant, 043 minus 686 to a 6. And Herrera with a 675, so Herrera 1-1 anyway. And then Hector qualifying sixth up against Steve Johnson in round one. 094 for Hector, 047 for Johnson, but Hector Arana with a 678. Johnson with a 694. Arana moves to the semi, the quarters against Angie Smith. 003 for Hector, 091 for Angie. A 683 for Angie Smith with a 6. A 687 for Hector Arana Jr. with a 3. So ET-wise, he lost, but the 003 gives him the whole shot because an 09 difference in a reaction time made a big difference in that run. Okay, up against Eddie Krawick, a former champ. 017 for Arana, 024 for Krawick. And Arana 681 with a 5, and Krawick 685 with a 5. All right, here goes the final. Gage Herrera, 038 with a 672 with a 6. Arana with a red light with an 076, so He just coasted it down at a 977 with a 7. So Gage wins. Matt Smith, Arana second. Low ET, a 670 with a 6 was Herrera. Best reaction time, 003 with Arana. And top speed is Herrera, 201.94. Let's check the standings, see how they stand in the playoffs after two rounds. Alrighty. Your top 10 in the playoffs. Doug Kulitta has a 63-point lead over Steve Torrence. Justin Ashley, 68, back in third, so he's got a shot. Leah Pruitt in fourth, 76 back. Antron Brown, 92 back. Brittany Force, 106 back. Brittany, it doesn't look like you're going to repeat this year. Mike Salinas, 119. Austin Proc, 154 back. Sean Langdon, 183 back. And Tony Schumacher, 195 back. Okay, I guess they have Clay Milliken at 11, 12th Josh Hart. I guess they're considered in playoffs because they're both in range at a 10th spot. Which is kind of weird. On to the funny car. Robert Hight has a 25-point lead over Tasca. Tasca with that win. That's pretty much the difference right there. And Hight, runner-up. Ronnie Capps is 69 back. Matt Hagen, 69 back. So there's a tie there. Chad Green is 132 back. Alexis DeJoria, 168 back. Tim Wilkerson, 170 back. J.R. Todd is 176 back. John Force is 195 back. Alex Laughlin is 207 back. And Cruz Pedregon, 11th, is 235 back. That's something I got to find out about. On the pro stock. Wow. You go all the way down to what's 16 considered playoff eligible. Championship eligible. Number one is Matt Hartford. Erica Enders is 4 back. Didn't realize she was that close. She must have been getting it done in the countdown. Dallas Glenn is 15 back. Greg Anderson is 61 back. Troy Coughlin, 64. Aaron Stanfield, 85. Derek Kramer, 87. Ace is Kyle Koretsky, 99. Our girl Camry Caruso, 128 in ninth. And Christian Quadra in 10th, 146. And a pro stock motorcycle. Gage Herrera has a 52-point lead over Matt Smith. Third Hector Rana Jr., runner-up this weekend, is 54 back. Eddie Krawick, 104 back in fourth. Angie Smith in fifth, 133. Chase Van Sant 106 to 160 back. Gianna Evaristo in seventh, 188 back. Eighth, Steve Johnson, 197. Ninth, Mark Ingerson, 199. And Kelly Clonsett in the 10th spot at 220 back. So there's your top 10 in each of the top four divisions of the Camping World Drag Racing Series. Next event. When is our next event scheduled? I'm sure tickets are available. Get tickets. The NHRA. It's this weekend. And they're cranking them out. The other one, the week is September the 29th to October 1st at the Worldwide Technology Raceway, formerly known as Gateway International, in Madison, Illinois, for the Midwest Nationals. Tickets are available. Go to NHRA.com and get your tickets. Also, can't forget our buddy Elon Werner. Go to Drag Racing Bracket Bonanza and sign up and make your pick on who the best is. I haven't done it yet because but I'm going to. I'm going to get it from the beginning of the season. I know they just announced it the weekend prior to having Elon on and to talk about it, but looks like fun. If you all play football, bowls, and NCAA brackets, if you're a race fan, especially a drag race fan, you might want to check this out. Check your knowledge. And Elon said when he did it, he didn't fare as well as he thought he would. And he's been around the sport for a long time. So I have it bookmarked right there, Drag Racing Bracket Bonanza. Sign up, create an account, kind of like you do with all your other stuff, and give it a shot. We'll see what happens. All righty. On to the week of Texas. Xfinity and Cup only this weekend, both playoff events. Taking the checkered flag in the Xfinity, the race results for the Andy's Frozen Custard 300. Did I see on whose car was that on? Thought I saw it on a car. Maybe it wasn't in the Xfinity series. But anyway, came down to a battle between and outlasting the second place finished, because let's see, I'll give you the margin of victory. Actually, it was spread out a bit because he was able to pull away. John Hunter Nemechek locks himself into the round of eight. Parker Kligerman, another guy that's been on the show back in the NJC days. Finished second. He's in the playoffs. He's got a shot. I was hoping he'd win. Sammy Smith in third. Chandler Smith in fourth. These are all playoff vehicle cars, drivers. Fifth, Justin Allgaier was your pole sitter. Won both stages. Led four times for 133 laps. Guess what? Came up a little short out of the 200. Cole Custer in sixth. Austin Hill, seventh. Eighth is Sheldon Creed. And that's it for the playoff drivers in the top 10. And ninth is Brandon Jones, and Brett Moffitt rounds out your top 10. The other playoff drivers would be Daniel Hemric in 24th, Josh Berry in 27th, Jeb Burton in 31st, and Trevor Bain down in 33rd. Trevor. The race, 2 hours, 47 minutes, 59 seconds. Average speed, 107.153. Margin of victory, like I said, 1.005 seconds. Caution flags, 12 for 65 laps. 9 lead changes amongst 4 drivers. This is Nemechek's 9th Xfinity Series victory. So he's locked in to the round of 8. I think that makes him the 2nd. Yeah, one more than resist the beginning at a round of 12. Either way, I'm pretty sure last week's winner was locked in. Let's check out the standings. All righty. John Hunter dominates the series. He has 7 wins, leads the points, the most playoff points with 54. Justin Allgaier, 2nd in points. That's right, he won last week, I think. Cole Custer is 3rd. Austin Hill, 4th. Chandler Smith is 5th. 6th is Sammy Smith. And you have Sheldon Creed in 7th, Daniel Hemric in 8th. 9th is Parker Kligerman. And 10th is Jeb Burton, Josh Berry in 11th, and Sam Mayer is in 12th. Okay. Kligerman is your bubble guy. But he needs to get ahead of Daniel Hemric for the next race to maintain, unless, you know, where the lock-ins come out. He's only 1 point from being able to move on. So let's check our here from our winner.
Everyone, we are now joined by today's race winner of the Andy's Frozen Custard 300, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 20, Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. John, this is your 9th win in the Xfinity Series, and now you advance to the next round in the playoffs. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. 7th win this year is huge for this team. We've been able to accomplish a lot, and to finally get a playoff win, this is my first playoff victory of my career. So that's pretty big coming into this year with not having the playoffs that we wanted over the last couple years. But overall, really solid day. Excited for what's to come here over the next few weeks, and just all the focus on these playoffs right now, and trying to go win this championship at Phoenix.
We're going to open it up to questions. We'll start with Rob in the middle.
Rob Tiongson from theponyfinish.net. John Hunter, congratulations on your victory. It seems like you guys are just not letting off the gas pedal. You have a finish of 3rd in Bristol, now the win. I mean, how important is it to establish momentum and basically kind of break the will of your competitors at this point?
It means a lot to us to advance and really push ourselves to work harder every single week. There is no backing off the gas. It's playoff time, so I feel like we're trying to peak at the right time, and We have really fast Toyota GR Supras every single week. It's just how we execute and capitalize on that. And as this 20 team and Joe Gibbs Racing as an organization, we've done really well so far this year, and just have to keep it up. That's the biggest thing for us.
We'll go over to the right of the room. Your left.
Hello, John. Raphael with Arconic. Congratulations on the win. So two questions for you. First question is, how was the track conditions? They were talking about that it was really slick earlier today. What did you experience?
Yeah, it definitely was really slick earlier. This is the first year that they haven't applied PJ1 on the surface since they repaved this place, and it was definitely different. There's still residual PJ1 out there. I mean, if you spray it for 5 years or 6 years or however long they did it, it's still going to be on the racetrack. It's not going to wash off overnight. It'll take time. So, but early on, it was definitely slick. Racetrack was dirty earlier in practice, and you saw a few Cup guys bust their butt getting up a couple lanes. You saw it today in the Xfinity race, the first couple laps as well. So, just had to be smart about the racetrack and race the racetrack. This place is definitely been known for overstepping the edge or jumping the cushion, as we say, from grip to no grip. And but by the end of the race, it widened out. You're able to run the bottom. You're able to run about a lane and a half up and really have some good momentum. And I think that it's going to make a great race tomorrow for the Cup race as well.
Awesome. And then the second question is, you got to experience a great, cool day here in Texas today. How did the cooling suits, what were you doing to maintain your body temperature and everything?
Yeah, so I don't wear a cool suit. I've never worn one. Just haven't done it. So for me, it's all about proper training. And Toyota TRD gives us a lot of resources to do so. Everyone at TPC, or Toyota Performance Center, does a great job with that. And very proud to be a part of Toyota TRD and the program that they create there. And man, I was ready for another couple hundred miles. We're good.
We'll go to Jerry Jordan in the middle.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. You know, they cut the Cup race by 100 miles, so you know you'd be fresh just for that one.
We'd be fine.
Yeah. With the win and advancing, you know, locked in, how does that change your perception on what you need to do for the next and upcoming races and going in further into the playoffs to get to Phoenix?
The only thing that matters for us at the Roval is going to win two stages and win the race for more playoff points. For us, I feel like being locked in, it gives you a little bit different strategy that you can gamble with, and I think that you saw the seven do that today a little bit with the position that he's in. So it's the Roval is go try and win and get some more points. Everything else other than that doesn't really matter. Just got to go win a race. So. And then the next round, I'm looking forward to the round of eight. Some really good racetracks for myself, I feel like. Some really good racetracks for Joe Gibbs Racing as well. So hopefully we can go lock in at Las Vegas. Just do the same thing we've been doing all year. I'm not going to change the approach. It's been working so far this year, so we're going to keep doing the same thing.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports.
Oh, boy. This is about to be hard.
Yeah, it is. No. When you're racing Kligerman, a guy who you know desperate kind of get his first win, do you have to race that any differently? And, he, you know, Allgaier was upset with his move. He felt like he drove in way too deep. I'm curious what you saw on that.
Be honest, I saw the 48 and the 7 go up the racetrack, and I was able to fill the hole and get by both of them. I knew that they were going to race each other hard to try and get clean air. The 48 had fresh tires, the 7 was on old tires. And luckily, what I was thinking worked out for me. But Kligerman, he's going to try and win a race, right? He didn't put it on my door in turns 1 and 2, which I'm thankful for, or it could have ended up with both of us wrecked. But at the same time, the inside guy is just as much to blame as the outside guy, and the outside guy is just as much to blame as the inside guy. Racing here at Texas with how close the lanes are, you're still easily able to be sucked around and get loose underneath a guy if they put it on your door. And to be honest, I don't know how much room was given there, so I can't point a finger. I probably wouldn't point a finger, but it's hard racing. It's part of Texas, and you see it in the Truck Series. You see it in the Xfinity Series. I'm sure you'll see it in the Cup Series tomorrow. Guys are trying to advance and are willing to do what it takes to try and get position on another guy.
Allgaier said that, you know, I think kind of once he knew he was getting past, that he wanted to protect his car because they want to bring it back either for Vegas or Homestead. I'm curious if you know with your car whether it'll race again this year, and if so, which race?
That's way above my pay grade, Bob. I have no idea. We build them every week to go try and win races, so I'm 100% not sure on that question.
There you have John Hunter Nemechek talking about his win. Oh, boy. All righty, in the Cup Series. Who did what and what did whom? William Byron led one time for six laps. The last six laps to take the win. Ross Chastain, second. Bubba Wallace was third. Bubba didn't win a stage, but he led five times for 111 laps. I thought Bubba actually had a shot at it because he and Chastain were kind of tight toward the end there, and Byron was able to sneak on past and pull away because he had fresher tires. And it kind of left Chastain and Wallace fighting it out for second. Christopher Bell came in fourth. Fifth was Denny Hamlin. Hamlin didn't need to win. He's already locked. He did need to win. This, we're in a round of 12 now. So Byron takes the win. He's locked in for the round of 8. Harvick racing for bragging rights. At least get a win. Shuffle the apple cart in 6th. Hasn't had a very good year. Brad Keselowski in 7th. Danny Suarez in 8th. 9th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And Chase Briscoe running out your top 10. So you have 4, 5, 6 in the top 10 in the playoffs, and then the rest is 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they're scattered throughout the finishing order. Chris Buescher, 14th. Martin Truex Jr. had an wreck and was able to get it back together. 17th. He had a lot on his head, though. We have to say, give it for Martin Truex. Just found out that this past week, from the last time we were on, that his girlfriend of a lot of years lost her battle with cancer and passed away. Sorry to hear that. So he might have had some, I don't think he had some stuff on his mind that distracted him. I think he probably used the race as a way to clear his head. I reached out to, I know a friend of theirs, Shauna Robinson, asked her if she was all right. Because that's her favorite driver, Marty. So, it's sad to hear that, you know, you're cleared of it, then it returns, and you're battling it, and it gets the best of you. But you know what they say, raise awareness, raise a cure, but no money in a cure, so people have to suffer with that because they haven't found the cure for it. How, in all this time, I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's just me, a little rant. Kyle Larson. EVP. 31st. Kyle Busch, 34th. DVP. Okay. I'm confused on a DVP. Anybody knows what a DVP is? Go to the Facebook page and comment. Let me know what that is. Let the driver's vehicle timed out. You don't say it in the wrap up here. Now, race was 3 hours, 14 minutes. Average speed, 123.56. Margin of victory, it wasn't close. Byron pulled away, 1.86 seconds. It was his 10th Cup Series victory. 11 cautions for 55 laps. 22 lead changes amongst 13 drivers. There's a little competing going on with that one. Let's check the standings. Driver points. For the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. I mean, really, dude? Long. Okay, I understand it here. Okay, William Byron with the win. He's locked in. Denny Hamlin is second. Chris Buescher third. We have two races before they eliminate. Next one will be Talladega and then the Rover. Christopher Bell's fourth, Ross Chastain fifth. They would have playoff wins, race wins, and then where you're locked in. You know, win for the playoff or the they've been doing it that way. I say Christopher Bell fourth, Martin Truex fifth, Ross Chastain sixth, Brad Keselowski seventh, Kyle Larson eighth, Bubba Wallace, 9th. Tyler Reddick, 10th. Ryan Blaney, 11th. And at the bottom of the pile, Kyle Busch. Which is kind of weird, but, you know, what are you going to do? So he is at the bottom. Bubba Wallace is on the bubble. He's Bubba Wallace. Kyle Larson is only 2 points ahead of him, so he needs to gain 2 points to bump Larson down or win. You win, you're locked in. You only have one, so. Play a little bit of audio from the team.
It started with our post-race media availabilities. We're joined by our winning crew chief, Rudy Fugel. Rudy, it's your 6th win of the season. Tell us about your day.
Yeah, wow. What a year and what a race. We kind of had a really good stage one and lost some track position. Just making sure we pitted and didn't do anything dumb with our tires, trying to run long and get ourselves in a pinch and had to work our way forward. And we passed a lot of cars and finally found ourselves in the right spot at the end. And once William sees a sniff of the lead, it's a good chance he's going to do well. So just really proud of him and the whole team.
Okay, we'll go ahead and open up to questions. We'll go ahead and start in the back here, Wyatt, and then we'll work our way through the middle.
Howdy, Rudy. Wyatt Watson with FrontStretch.com. Keeping William out there, have him stay out after that J.J. Ailey wreck. What did that mean to put that faith in William's hands and bring home that 300th win?
Yeah, I mean, at that point in the race, I think that's your best play with where we were. You know, if I think we were 7th or 8th, and so if we pit with majority of them, we're going to be 18th or 20th. It's an okay call at the pit if you're going to be 10th or 11th. I think the 11 car was the first one on 2 rights. And, I mean, it kind of – he got close to the front. But, you know, it worked out, and it was a fairly easy call. We're just hoping with that long lapse on tires that everything was going to go okay and the air was going to stay in them and everything. So that was good.
Go ahead.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. First off, congratulations. Earlier in the race, we saw a lot of tire issues from a variety of teams. Where does the concern start to come in when you start to see that from various teams? Because obviously, if it's one team or one manufacturer, it's one thing. But when it's such a wide variety, when do you start to consider, like, maybe some more conservative strategies or laying the news and starting to talk about that with different team members?
Yeah, I mean, it's for these type of racetracks, it's everything. It's the whole week. The whole week is based around what air pressures and what cambers we can run and how long we can run on tires. So, you know, with all of our key partners and all of our teammates, it's a nonstop discussion from Tuesday all the way till now. So, you know, and it's been that way for at least a year now. It was this race last year was tough. So we were prepared for that, and we were able to share information and kind of, you know, when they had his issue that he thought he was really confident that it was a contact and not a, you know, air pressure or anything like that, but they did damage to the tire. So you just got to get that information and try to make good decisions.
Pick up a little bit of William Byron there.
Of winning it at all the tracks. It's just a matter of trying to put it all together. So I'm excited. I think we have opportunities there, and hopefully we capitalize.
Seeing that
well, we got a little bit of it, because we're just about out of time. What I'm going to do is this weekend we're going to Talladega. Cha-cha-cha. Saturday, 1 p.m. The Love's RV Stop 250. Truck Series. Trucks in action. No Xfinity. We usually all run Talladega, but hey, I don't make these schedules up anymore. And speaking of Love's, there's one right down the road from the place. Have an RV. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m. on regular NBC, wow, we have the Yellowwood 500, round two with a round of 12, or race two with a round of 12. Let's see who locks in, or do we have a spoiler? We'll find out. You short dates. All righty, that being said, we got NHRA in action. You have NASCAR in action this week. Wonder if anybody else is in action. Let's take a look. Schedule. Marking on. Vision. Salem Speedway, September 30th. The Atlas 200. So they will be in action this weekend as well. That'll be Saturday. Different track, will it be on TV? Probably. Rolling on now. At 4 p.m. Little head-to-head action there between Fox Sports 1 with the trucks and Fox Sports 2. Actually, the trucks should be done by 4, so. There's your schedule. So we have ARCA. We'll have ARCA results next week. Round three of the countdown on the NHRA and race two in the round of 12. Well, I'm your host, Vinny B. That's our show for today. We hope you all enjoyed it. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.